Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Friday to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Stand in the Gap territory. And along with David Kistler, I am Gary Dahl. Sam Rohr is not with us today. Actually, he's in Washington, D.C. at a meeting down there in a convention, a conference, a summit. The Value Voters Summit, I guess, is where he is. And I'm sure that come along Monday, he'll have some information and some updates for us on that. But David Kistler, today is a rapidly growing news event day. I think that we probably need about 10 hours of programming today, my friend.
You know, Gary, probably our listening audience doesn't understand, you know, the agenda that is done for each day. And each of us share the responsibility over the course of the week on who does the agenda. But, Gary, you laid out an outstanding agenda for today. But the news of the morning has disrupted that agenda. And so it may render it totally insignificant at this point.
I could have gone golfing last night, I guess, instead of coming up with an agenda. But anyway, we will get into that, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, just stay tuned. We'll tell you some of the things that's been taking place today. But if you would like to participate and call in today, we would welcome your phone call. The toll-free number is 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. We would love to have you call in. Or in the local Philadelphia area where our flagship station, WFYL, is, you can call locally. It's 610-539-8255. That's 610-539-8255. But the toll-free number for the rest of you is 1-877-667-1180. And, Dave, you know, the big news of the hour that's only a couple of hours old is the fact that John Boehner has announced that he's going to resign as the Speaker of the House of the Representatives in Washington, D.C. And in addition to that, he is actually going to step down from or resign from Congress. Not only is he going to step down as the Speaker of the House, but he's going to resign from Congress. And this announcement, of course, we know came one day after the high point in his congressional career, that is getting the Pope to speak in Congress. I guess he's been working on that for 20 years. He finally got that, and he has come to the point of announcing his resignation. And from some of the information that we are able to gather, it appears as though he has been thinking about resigning for quite some time. As a matter of fact, Fox News is reporting that he was thinking on resigning by the end of 2014. But when former House Majority Leader Eric Cantor actually lost in his primary election, well, then that sort of changed things for John Boehner. And from the information that we have, David, they are telling us that since Cantor actually lost, Boehner has been trying to find what they're calling the right exit ramp to get out of the Speaker of the House's the position as Speaker of the House, as well as to get out of Congress as well. But apparently so many people were very, very surprised. One member who was in the meeting with Boehner this morning described the scene as totally jaw-dropping and that the caucus, that is the Republican caucus, is in chaos, trying to sort out what happens next. And I guess that's a pretty good question. And so things are really in the process of change, rapidly trying to sweep things together to figure out what to do next down there in Washington, D.C. Be an interesting place to be, my friend David.
Well, you know, Gary, this has been going on for some time, this attempt to get Boehner out. And just what precipitated his decision or his announcement today? Is it related, as some are asking, to the Pope's visit yesterday? Because he did accomplish something. I'm talking about Boehner, that had been 20 years in the making. He's wanted the Pope to be able to come and address Congress, and or some are thinking maybe after accomplishing that, he decided that this is my career. I've done what I wanted to do, and I'm done. However, Gary, about a year ago, in fact, it'll be a year ago in December, I was in Washington, D.C. for a rally and actually did a program from the front plaza there of the Capitol. And even back then, Gary, there was enormous pressure mounting to get Boehner out. I met with several congressional friends that voiced to me their frustration that they're hearing from their constituencies on how they believe Boehner is not a genuine conservative. He had been a disaster, a travesty as a speaker. And so the pressure just continued to mount for the last 9 to 10 months. And it culminated in what happened today. Now, the media is not saying much about this, but Gary, our North Carolina congressman from the western part of the state of North Carolina is a gentleman named Mark Meadows. And Meadows has been a key player behind the scenes pushing for the ouster of John Boehner for the very reasons I've just mentioned, that he is not a genuine conservative, that he has not been the friend of the GOP base, the Republican base, which is basically evangelical conservatives. And so Mark Meadows, who is a first-term congressman, has really, really ratcheted up the pressure. So Boehner's out. And Gary, that means this. That means at some point there's going to be another speaker that'll be replacing Boehner. The question is, what will that person look like? Who will that person be? There's a number of names. Kevin McCarthy, I guess, is probably at the top of the list. I would love to see someone like a Louie Gohmert or a Mark Meadows. Now, Mark Meadows he hadn't been there long, so chances of him getting this is probably slim. But he is a real leader, and I'd love to see a guy like that in this position.
Well, it's hard to tell who will take his position. And, of course, not only do they need to come up with a new speaker, but his district in Ohio needs to come up with a new congressman. And, of course, the way that works is that the governor has to call for what they call a writ of election. And they need to call for a special election and replace him. I suppose they'll be doing that. That machine is probably already started and in operation. But like you say, they're going to have to come up with a new speaker. You mentioned Kevin McCarthy. From the information that Fox News is putting out, they're talking about the possibility of maybe Jeb Hensarling, who is, of course, a representative from Texas. He is the Ways and Means Committee chairman. He's been involved with that for quite some time. And then the Ways and Means Committee chairman, I can't talk to you this afternoon, Paul Ryan, is one who some folks say might, of course, be a part of that fray. Even a fellow by the name of Jim Jordan, who, of course, is from Ohio. So it's just going to be interesting to see how things come together there. But, there's no doubt about it, Dave, at least in our opinion, my opinion, and I'm sure your opinion, we do need to have a very strong conservative man in there for a time such as this, and John Boehner was not that man.
I agree, Gary. Couldn't agree more.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our discussion after the break. I would encourage you to call us if you want to participate. The number is 1-877-667-1180. What do you think about John Boehner resigning? What do you think about the Pope being in the United States of America? We'd love to hear from you. 1-877-667-1180. Don't go away. We will be back with more right after these messages. This is Stand in the Gap Today from the American Pastors Network.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start, with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for everyone. every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Thus began the Ten Amendments, or Bill of Rights, which were approved this day, September 25, 1789. They were passed because the Constitution did not limit the powers of the federal government enough. Indeed, 16 of the 55 delegates refused to sign the Constitution. Patrick Henry and Samuel Adams even tried to prevent it from being ratified, as the abuses of King George's concentrated power were still fresh. Only with the promise that 10 limitations would be placed on this new government did the states finally ratify it.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
So, thank you for coming to my town hall today on how wonderful Common Core is and how much money we got from the federal government for giving up control of education. Any questions?
So, Representative, we have adopted new National Common Core standards, but they are not higher than our existing standards, and they were never really tested.
Well, yes.
And now we have to retrain all our teachers again and make them teach from a script so they can teach to national tests?
Well, yes.
And buy lots of new computers and equipment and copyrighted lessons from the same people who are promoting Common Core?
Well, yes.
And we're going to share all our private, family, medical, disciplinary, and test results with people nationwide. Why are you supporting it?
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. This message brought to you by Pennsylvanians Restoring Education. Go to parestoringeducation.org or call 484-678-2236.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. Along with David Kistler, I am Gary Dahl, and we are delighted to have you there, wherever you might be, out across the Stand in the Gap radio network. I do want to encourage you to go to our radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com. because there you can learn more about this program as well as the other programs produced by the American Pastors Network. And you can correspond with us there. And we certainly do like to hear from you, your thoughts and your ideas. And you can do that at www.standinthegapradio.com. If you'd like to call into the program here today and be on the air with us, you may do so by calling 1-877-667-1180. That's a toll-free number, 1-877-667-1180. Or locally in the Philadelphia area, you can call 610-539-8255. That's 610-539-8255. Well, Dave, this news that we've been hearing over the last couple of hours, that John Boehner has resigned as of the end of October. He's resigned as the Speaker of the House, and of course he's going to also resign from Congress, is very interesting news. As you said, this is something that's been coming, you know, for quite some time. There has been those who have been working probably for a year or two to try to get him out of that particular position. But, you know, Dave, the last speaker to resign in the middle of a congressional term was Jim Wright from Texas. Remember that? That goes back to 1989 when he resigned amid an ethics scandal. And, you know, that's a long time. That's almost a generation ago. You know that?
Well, you know, Gary, this kind of thing that we're watching today play out right in front of us is a very seldom occurring event. And that's the point you're making. So this is historic in many, many ways because it just doesn't happen very, very frequently. Gary, while we were in the break, I got an email from Michael Needham, who is the chief executive officer at Heritage Action in Washington, D.C., and it says this: just moments ago, conservatives gained a huge victory. Because of unyielding conservative pressure, John Boehner announced that he would step down as Speaker of the House of Representatives. For too long, Boehner and his congressional leadership team have stymied conservatives time and again. Boehner worked with President Obama and his allies rather than members of his own caucus. Now Congress can take a more conservative direction, and it has several other things that the email mentions. But really, you know, Gary, this is a huge deal, and it presents at least the possibility, and I'm going to use that word possibility, of genuine conservative leadership taking the helm in the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. And it's only a possibility. We have heard, Gary, I know you know what I'm talking about. We've already heard this morning from an informant that the establishment GOP has already had their ducks in a row, and they're going to move to have someone just very much like Boehner, not a genuine conservative, in the leadership position. So all of that remains to be seen. Now would be the time. Now would be the time for those that are listening to us to locate their congressman and contact them and let them know unequivocally that they want a genuine conservative speaker in the House of Representatives.
Well, that's true. And you know, that's going to be more difficult doing than saying, as it were. And I think that we need to pray because, like I said just before we went into the break, we do need a good, solid, conservative Speaker of the House in there right now. And you know, Dave, that there's going to be a lot of back and forth going on down there. And what is it? The person who wins has to have at least, 218 votes. And that may not be easy with the way that Congress is divided today, even the Republican caucus.
Well, Gary, I think you're right. I think if someone like you and I would like to see as the mm-hmm. speaker were to be put up, it remains to be seen, you know, how the GOP caucus will respond. So this is no light matter that has to be accomplished here very, very quickly. I think most of our listening audience, if they're paying any attention to the story today about Boehner's resignation, have probably heard this, and it is accurate. Basically, the House of Representatives has come to a standstill as far as what they can do, what they can accomplish, because they really can't do anything, Gary, until they have a new speaker in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. And, you know, on one hand, I'm kind of surprised it took this long. John Boehner's been in since 2011. And, you know, ever since then, there's been growing concern about his leadership, particularly as it relates to those of us who are conservative and the conservative representatives who are down there. You know, you mentioned that Mark Meadows, which he's your representative, right? Or no? He is from North Carolina.
Gary. He is, and he's from the western part of the state. He is our congressman.
And you mentioned that he was behind that, and we had on our program here a couple of weeks ago Art Halverson, who of course is running for Congress here from the 9th District in Pennsylvania. One of his number one goals, he said right on our air, was to get rid of John Boehner. So we realize that this is something that conservatives have been working on for quite some time. And but, you know, I'm kind of surprised, as I said, that it has taken this long for John Boehner to step down. I mean, Dave, I guess there's so much power in that position. There's so much power in there that a person who has a big ego just does not want to get away from it. And, you know, we've talked about this before, either on this program or a previous program that you and I had, and that is the idea that, you know, the way that it's set up, and particularly with John Boehner, anytime another representative said something against John Boehner or spoke against him or even maybe tried to get him out of office, John Boehner would just retaliate by taking that individual maybe off of a committee or saying, hey, look, we're never going to vote for anything you bring up. I mean, it's cruel down in there.
Gary, I think the word is vicious. Vicious is the term because, you know, whenever the two men that really, I think there were actually three, but two were serious contenders to take his place, and that's Ted Yoho and then Louis Gohmert from Texas. When those two men attempted that coup to oust Boehner earlier last year, they were met with the removal from key committees. There was just basically a denigration of them by John Boehner. And so, yeah, it was very, very retaliatory and very, very vindictive. But, Gary, to go back to your first question, you know, why would he be hesitant to step down? When you walk into the Capitol building and you understand that the Speaker's office is an incredible place. It's located in a phenomenal place within the geography of the Capitol building itself. And you understand the perks that come with that position, Gary. It is very difficult, nigh unto impossible, for a man with any ego whatsoever to surrender that voluntarily. So when you're there and you see how it all works, it helps you understand why he would hold on to the last minute.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, several months ago, well, let me just back up a little bit beyond that. I think that a lot of our listeners realize that here at the American Pastors Network, we have been involved with people from Ukraine, that the Ukrainians would like to see the establishment of a constitution and the establishment of a nation that was like the United States of America used to be. And for the last year and a half or 2 years or so, we've been involved with them over there. Sam and I were over there last year. Sam was over there again this year. And Dave, a couple of months ago, we had a delegation from Ukraine with us, and we brought them to Washington, D.C., and we made an arrangement. We made an arrangement for them to meet with John Boehner. And, of course, you know, they took us into his office there, and, of course, we went out and stood on that balcony, the Speaker's balcony, where you recall the Pope spoke from yesterday. You know, I was thinking, hey, I've made it to that balcony before the Pope. I must be something, huh? we'll forget that statement. But, you know, John Boehner was to speak to those folks, and Dave, he hardly gave them the time of the day. You know, he came in, and he looked at them and sort of grinned a little bit. I don't think he spent a minute with them. And I remember Sam Rohr running after John Boehner, trying to get him to come back and say something, and the security stopped Sam. I thought Sam was going to jail. But, you know, he just did not give them the time of the day. And here was a group of people who wanted to follow the example of the United States of America, and our own Speaker of the House would not give them the time of the day. I was totally disappointed in that.
You know, Gary, one of the things I'm going to point out, and I think your situation that you're just sharing maybe factors into what I'm going to say here. I've been watching Boehner for the last number of months, and every time he is on camera, you know, he cries. It seems almost at the drop of a hat. Mm-hmm. He cries uncontrollably. Yesterday was an example of that as he sat there behind the Pope who was speaking. And to be honest with you, I watched more John Boehner than I did the Pope. But the fact of the matter is this. I wonder about his can I say it this way, Gary? His stability. When a man is that emotional, you have to wonder, is he able to function? And I'm not against emotion. I'm not against crying. Please don't misunderstand. But when a man is that emotional, you have to wonder about his capability of fulfilling his job in a, in an appropriate fashion.
Well, I told my wife that John Boehner resigned, and she asked why. I said, he cries too much. And there may be something to that. I don't know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue this discussion and other topics that we have before us, so don't you go away. We will be back in about 3 minutes after this break. This is Stand in the Gap Today from the American Pastors Network.
The first U-Turn conference sponsored by the American Pastors Network was a life-changing experience for pastors and Christian leaders throughout Pennsylvania and beyond. Now we have the opportunity to take this conference across America. A matching gift offer for $30,000 will be doubled to $60,000 in order to bring U-Turn events to many more states in 2016. All gifts made through September 30 will be doubled. Visit AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and go to the Donate button to make your immediate gift to equip pastors and all believers to stand in the gap for truth.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker John Boehner confirms he's resigning from Congress October 30th. He was facing opposition from some more conservative members of the Republican Party, but some are angry Boehner's being forced out, like David Jolly from Florida.
The honor of John Boehner this morning stands in sharp contrast to the self-serving idiocy of those in our party who seek to continually divide us. John Boehner is an honorable man. What he did this morning is remarkable.
Texas Senator and Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says it's time for a change.
There's a frustration across this country. It is volcanic, and it's not complicated to understand why. Every election, politicians promise to fight for conservative principles. And then the day after the election, they come to Washington and they don't fight for any of the principles they said they would fight.
This is Boehner's 13th term in Congress. This is a Fox News alert.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Pennsylvania National Guard, aired by the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, which is, of course, a program produced by the American Pastors Network. And we are delighted to have you with us, no matter where you might be. If you are listening on a new radio station, or if you are a new listener on an older radio station, that is one that we've been on since we've been on the air, why, we do thank you very, very much for the pleasure of your company. We are on every day at this same time on this same radio station to talk about issues from the biblical and the constitutional perspective with the attempt to building a biblical worldview. And folks, one of the things that you are not necessarily aware of, I suppose, but you might guess, is that here in the radio studios, we monitor the news. We monitor Fox News and other news sources as well. But it was interesting, Dave, and I don't want to go on to this too much. I want to get to talking a little bit about the Pope, if I may. But it was interesting during the break. We had heard that Fox was reporting that the House of Representatives really is in chaos down there, and that one representative actually stood up and said that those who were trying to force John Boehner out did nothing but involve themselves in self-serving idiocy. Now, that just goes to show what kind of an attitude that some of those people have down there.
Well, Gary, there are people that are without a doubt very loyal to John Boehner because of the perks that they have received from their support of Boehner. And so I have no doubt that this gentleman who made that statement, self-serving idiocy, I'm sure he's talking about people like Mark Meadows from North Carolina.
Oh,
But Gary, the fact of the matter is this. The ones that are the self-serving individuals are the people like this gentleman who made that statement, the ones that genuinely care about the country, and Mark Meadows does, Louis Gohmert does. I've been in Mark Meadows' office. He's a phenomenal man, highly successful businessman, gave all that up to run for the U.S. House of Representatives and won, and has stayed true to what he promised he would do and has not wavered from it one bit. So those are the guys that are not self-serving, the ones that have tried to House Boehner because they see Boehner has been a disaster for not just the GOP, Gary, but for the country.
Well, folks, we need to pray. And as I said in a text earlier to some folks, number one, let's start praying for John Boehner's salvation. If you've not yet prayed for his salvation, pray that he comes to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to pray that for every elected and appointed governmental official. Somebody asked me the other day, what do we pray for, even wicked leaders? Well, we can pray that they be removed, I suppose, but we certainly also ought to pray that they come to the saving knowledge of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So pray for that which is going on down there. We need to make certain that a good, strong Speaker of the House is put in that position. So let's pray and ask God to provide such a one for us. Now, let's shift gears a little bit, Dave. I had mentioned in a note that I sent with the agenda that we weren't going to talk too much about the Pope, but every time I turn around, there's something to talk about with regard to the Pope. And one of the observations that I have been making is that so many people are following after that guy. I mean, since he's been here in the United States of America, there's been a lot of festivities and celebrations going on. And, he is actually disrupting us to a great degree. We talked the other day about how that 700 churches in Philadelphia were not going to be able to have services this Sunday due to the Pope. Yesterday, Dave, I led in prayer down at the Pennsylvania State General Assembly, and that was an honor. And you've been in that room in which the General Assembly meets. It's a very, very beautiful room, and it was a privilege to be able to open up the General Assembly in prayer. But as I was traveling from Altoona, Pennsylvania, down to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, on the Pennsylvania State Turnpike, as soon as I got on the turnpike, I came across a sign that said to avoid the turnpike due to heavy traffic due to the Pope being in Philadelphia. Now, we are 200 miles away from Philadelphia, and that sign was flashing. When I got closer to Harrisburg, there was a sign that said that come Saturday and Sunday, particularly Sunday, that the eastbound lanes of the Pennsylvania Turnpike will be closed so that everybody can travel westbound after the Pope gets finished with his mass down there. And, the whole thing is a mess. He is totally disrupting what is going on here in you know, northeastern Pennsylvania. But I want to get to a question, and I know this may offend some of our Catholic listeners, and I really don't want to do that. But the truth is the truth, nevertheless. My question to you, Dave, is the Pope being set up as God? I mean, with as many people that are coming out to see him, and the way that they're even closing down highways so that people can get in to see him, it just seems as though he's being worshipped by Americans, not only Catholics, but Protestants as well. To me, that's concerning.
Well, Gary, I saw some things yesterday as I was watching him as he worked his way through the crowd. And let me be quick to say this. There is something about this man that you do have to appreciate. He does seem to have an affection for people, whether that affection is legitimate or illegitimate. You know, who knows? Because I don't know the heart of the man. But there does seem to be some great appreciation he has for being around people. But as I was watching that, Gary, there were people along the rope line, they call it, you know, that were trying to shake his hand, touch him. One gentleman literally grabbed the Pope's hand, leaned down, kissed the Pope's hand. And I noticed it was a Catholic priest that had made his way from somewhere to be in the crowd and to lean over and kiss the Pope's hand. And on and on and on it went yesterday. And I told my wife, and again, I don't want to offend anybody either, Gary. I really don't. That's not my intent. But I said, I'm about poped out. I just to be honest with you, I'm poped out.
Yeah,
and then, of course, made some jokes about, you know, I've had enough of the popery, if you understand what I'm saying. But anyway, the fact of the matter is it's preempted everything, Gary, on the news. Fox News has covered it round the clock. Every time he breathes, you know, they've got a camera in his face and they're covering it. And if I could just contrast what's going on with him to answer your question, because it is a very important question. Let me contrast with what's been going on and the way the Pope's been treated with what happened to Paul and Barnabas in Acts 14, where they healed a man and the crowd rushes in, gathers around them. And the priest of Zeus says, you know, these men are, you know, actually gods. And whenever Paul and Barnabas realize what's about to happen, that they are going to be worshipped, the Bible says this, that they ran in among the people, tearing their clothes. Paul and Barnabas rent their clothes to put an exclamation point on how grieved they were about what was about to take place. And they said, sirs, why do ye these things? We are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God. In other words, you've been worshiping men and the works of men's hands. Our whole point in coming here is to tell you to turn from that. So don't now try to bestow on us the very vanities that you have been participating in and conducting up until our arrival. We're here to declare to you the living God. Worship him. Gary, not one time, and it was a heartbreaking thing yesterday, and on the day before did I see either the Pope or our president say, look, give glory to God, don't give glory to me. We didn't see any of that.
You're right, we didn't see any of that, and you know, it's interesting you brought the president into that discussion, because I was wondering at one point yesterday if President Obama is jealous at the homage that Pope Francis is getting. I mean, I can imagine that he is. But, you know, you talk about the people wanting to greet him. You know, earlier this week, when the Pope was in his parade down in Washington, D.C., a five-year-old girl by the name of Sophie Cruz ran out to greet the Pope, and it looked like it was sort of a spontaneous moment. But it turns out to be that it was not spontaneous at all. As a matter of fact, there's a group of people out of California. They call themselves the Full Rights for Immigrants Coalition. The Full Rights for Immigrants Coalition. They had this set up. They were determined to do this. They started planning it as soon as it was announced that the Pope was coming to the United States of America. They were looking for a little child to do it, and they found this five-year-old Sophie Cruz to do it. And the information that we've received is that had she not been successful in being able to greet the Pope in Washington, she was going to follow him to New York and try it there, and if not there, try it in Philadelphia. So this thing that looked like an act of spontaneity was really planned out, and basically what she was trying to do is to stand for illegal immigration. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what she was trying to do. And everybody looked at her and said, oh, isn't that cute? There was even wickedness behind that one, David.
Well, you know, Gary, you have to wonder how much of this that we watch on the news on a daily basis is scripted just like this.
Mm-hmm.
But this incident was totally scripted, evidently, and was set up to promote, as you well said, the perpetuation of illegal immigration in the United States of America. Gary, this is a religious leader that is a participant and appears to be a wholesale participant in something that is dishonest. Gary, that is very disturbing.
And there's something else that really is disturbing to me with regard to the Pope that I want us to talk about when we come back, David. And so, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. You're listening to Stand in the Gap. And, of course, this is a ministry that is a part of the American Pastors Network. On behalf of Dave Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl. We'll be back with more right after these messages. So stay tuned.
Dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. But have you ever stopped to ask how much is enough or how much is too much? Will the money you leave to your family come between them and God? Have you ever said, I am rich, I've acquired wealth, I don't need a thing? I believe that God increases our wealth not to increase our standard of living, but to increase our standard of giving. This is Roy Russell, president of the Life Financial Group, a Christian wealth advisory firm. We work with believers and especially widows to wisely manage the wealth and efficiently pass it on to the children and grandchildren. We are financial, tax, and estate planners. We help successful Christians make wise decisions with their money so they can better provide for their families and leave a legacy of significance. Please call me with your questions or to discuss your needs and desires at 800-688-5800. That's 1-800-688-5800 or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
There are over 42,000 cyber school students in Pennsylvania.
Miss Philadelphia 2015 was a 2009 graduate of Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School. Athletes, actors, musicians, scholars, and community leaders appreciate the flexible schedule cyber school offers so they can pursue their passions, become independent learners, critical thinkers, and empowered leaders. Learn more today. Visit www.palcs.org or call 1-877-725-2785. That's www.palcs.org for Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School.
PA Leadership Charter School. Lead, don't follow.
Jesus taught his disciples in Luke 21 that when the end draws near, certain unmistakable things would happen. Wars, rumors of wars, nations rising against nation, government persecution of God's people, earthquakes, famines, signs in the skies. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. God's clock of time is quickly advancing, and what he warned his disciples about then is upon us today. Jesus knew these things would be alarming, so he said, "Don't be terrified. Don't worry about being dragged into court. Don't worry about what you'll say. Don't worry that you might lose your life." He promised, "I'll protect your eternal soul. No hair on your head will perish." I'll give you the words to say. Then Christ said, when other men's hearts fail them for fear, look up, because the Son of Man will come in great power and glory. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network saying, Christian, kneel down in obedience, stand up into the gap for truth, and look up, for His coming is soon.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And the day before we went into that break, we were talking about Pope Francis and his visit here in the United States of America and the chaos that it's causing and the apparent way that people seemingly are worshiping him and exalting him. And it's concerning to me. But another thing that's concerning to me is what happened today at the United Nations. And personally, I did not get the opportunity to watch his speech up there. I will be looking at it later on, the Lord willing. But from what I have been able to gather, Dave, the Pope speaking at the United Nations today was the largest gathering of world leaders in the history of the United Nations listening to the Pope. And they were there listening to somebody who has become very, very political in his ways, very liberal in his beliefs and doctrine. And from the biblical perspective, I'm just going to say it, and that is all of those people who are gathered together there, the largest gathering of world leaders in history to listen to the Pope in the United Nations, they were all listening to false doctrine. They were listening to a false teacher. And as I said, I did not get to hear him, but they were reporting earlier today that while he was there, he was going to be speaking on ISIS, on fundamentalism, on global warming, on poverty, on the future of the nations, and on the preservation of the earth. Now, David, to me, that almost sounds like something that would come out of the Antichrist's mouth.
Well, Gary, to be honest with you, let me just say this, because you brought up a lot of things. Number one, I have absolutely no problem with the fact that the Pope has delved into the realm deemed political. He has every right to address issues that border on the political or that are thoroughly ensconced in the realm that some people call political. He has every right to address those things. But the problem, Gary, is the content of what he had to say about those things. And you're 100% correct, Gary. The things he addressed, the way he goes about addressing them, the stage that he's been given is almost a prototype, Gary, for what will happen one day when an individual called the Antichrist steps onto the world stage, is all but worshipped, or actually will be worshipped by many. He'll be the great peacemaker. He'll seemingly have the answers to the world's problems, specifically how to get the nation of Israel and the Palestinians to sign on the dotted line a peace treaty that he proposes there in the most troubled region of the world, the Middle East. This was almost an exact prototype, Gary, for how Antichrist will come on the scene one day. So I understand everything you're saying, and I am in complete agreement. It is disturbing to watch it and understand that people, the masses of people in this country, have no clue what's happening in front of their very eyes and what this may signal very soon down the road.
I was thinking about this earlier this morning, and you brought it up there, and I do want to make a statement with regard to it. He does have the right to be able to speak about these issues. And, you know, here at the American Pastors Network, Dave, we encourage pastors to speak, you know, on the various issues that are facing the country, that are facing the world. But, you know, our challenge is for pastors to speak on those issues from a strong biblical perspective, from the biblical worldview. And so, you know, I'm not begrudging the fact that he's up there speaking on those subjects as it relates to his freedom and liberty to do so. You know, he is just speaking the culture from his perspective. So, you know, and that's okay. That's all right. The problem that I have is the fact that, you know, he is really speaking from a non-biblical point of view. As a matter of fact, one Fox reporter said earlier this morning that, and I quote, "The United Nations is the secular temple of the world, but today those in attendance will hear from the real deal," end quote. Think of that one. And, you know, that sort of got me thinking when he made that particular statement. But, you know, there you've got the Pope of the Catholic Church up there talking to world leaders. In Protestantism, we don't have a Pope. You're a Baptist, I'm a Baptist, Sam's a Baptist. That does not mean this is a Baptist program. But, you know, we have one very prominent Baptist in the United States of America today, and that would be Franklin Graham. Can you imagine Franklin Graham being invited to speak at the United Nations, David?
Well, Gary, can you imagine Franklin Graham being invited to address the joint session of Congress? Can you imagine the outcry? Can you imagine the cries on the part of the Freedom From Religion Foundation or Americans for the Separation of Church and State? Can you imagine the cry of a violation of the First Amendment should Franklin Graham have been or ever be invited to speak to a joint session of Congress? There's been none of that, Gary, relative to the Pope. So, you know, it's stunning in one sense that he has been so readily accepted, so easily accepted. And again, I don't necessarily have a problem with Boehner inviting a religious leader at all to address Congress. I don't have a problem about that at all. But the problem is, do you see the hypocrisy that's on full display? If it were a non-Catholic, if it were a genuine Bible-believing Christian that were invited, we'd have a different scenario unfolding right now. The cries would be deafening.
He has his right to do what he's doing.
Absolutely.
John Boehner had the right to invite him there. You know, the Secretary of the United Nations has that right. I mean, you know, I recognize that, and I would support that. But it's the content of his message that concerns me, and it is the hypocrisy that you're talking about that really does concern me as well.
Yeah, Gary, we're talking about two things. We're talking about the content of what the Pope is saying, which is really anti-Bible. And then
right.
We're talking about a consistency factor. You know, if you're going to give this to one, then you need to be consistent and you need to give this to someone else, or at least not jump up and down all these organizations and cry foul whenever you have someone like Franklin Graham invited in to pray at the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then such a stink is created because of a statement he made, which was a true statement about Islam. Then he is disinvited. Gary, that's just a consistency issue.
I think I want to suggest that you speak to a joint session of Congress, Brother Dave. See what happens.
You know, Gary, I'll be honest with you. I would love to do that. That would be the opportunity of a lifetime. You wouldn't just be speaking to a joint session of Congress. You'd be speaking to the world, because the world would be your audience, depending on the venue. But, Gary, I will say this. It was my delight to pray there in the United States Senate, not in the House chamber. What an opportunity that is. And thank the Lord, those opportunities are still available, and guest preachers are invited in, just like you were, Gary, this week, invited into the Pennsylvania legislature to lead in prayer. What an honor and privilege that is, that we still have that kind of religious freedom in America.
It is indeed. Let's continue to pray that freedom will be maintained, and that freedom will be maintained as we stand up for biblical truth and proclaim the gospel, because it's the truth that sets one free and creates that freedom. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for being with us today. Have a great weekend, and the Lord willing, we will be back with you for another edition of Stand in the Gap today, Monday, at this same time. Until then, stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because we know without a doubt the best is yet to come. God bless you all.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.